Sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice to a cold. This week's assignment was to bring something that we learned in devotions this week and just tell about it. One thing that stuck out to me this week was in Romans 13. It says, "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. Those which exist are established by God." And also in another place, it says to obey God rather than men. And what he's commanding us there is to obey the authorities as long as they line up with what he says. But if they disagree, then we should follow him instead.
I've been reading in Hosea a little bit recently just because I'm going through the books of the Bible. And one thing that stuck out to me was how for most of the book, it's about how the Israelites turned away from God. And then in the last chapter, it says how it says in 14, verse 2 and 3, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you became weak through your wrongdoings. Take with you words and turn to the Lord your God. Speak to him that you may not receive the reward of unrighteousness, but that you may receive good things. We will render and return the fruit of our lips." And anyways, that just shows how patient God can be. Even though they turned away from him several times, he was still willing to receive them back. And that's inspiring for me to do the same to others and just be patient with them and be patient with myself as well.
One of my favorite books in the Bible is Wisdom of Sirach, and just because it's so practical, it's so down to earth, and this morning these verses really stuck out to me. The talk from chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. "The talk of a godly man is always wise, but a fool changes like the moon. Among senseless men, limit your time. Instead, spend it with men of understanding." And I just think that's some really good advice just for young people especially.
I was reading this morning a little bit in Romans 6. And it was talking about how baptism is like dying with Christ. And if we die to ourselves through baptism, we can be raised up like Christ was and follow him in the Spirit. And so those blessings stuck out to me.
I was reading in Leviticus 25, and it was said God told the children of Israel to reap from their fields 6 years, and then the seventh year let it rest. And then it said that God would command the fields to provide enough food on the sixth year for 3 years, so that they'd have enough food for the seventh year.
One thing that I read last week was that we shouldn't try too hard to be overly righteous. We shouldn't just be too righteous that we can't understand other people who are stumbling. Instead of just looking down on them, just helping. That's the kind of people that God wants us to be.
I was listening to James chapter 4 on the way home from work last week. And verse 13 through the end kind of stuck out to me. It says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a town and spend a year there doing business and making money. Yet you do not even know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wishes, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the right thing to do it and fails to do it commits sin." That just really stuck out to me. We don't know when our time is, and it's always need to be making sure we're watching for the Lord's return and doing everything that we're doing in the Lord's name.